Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:07. Good morning. Thank you so much for listening. Let's see. Oh, nothing to give away. Let's get right into this. Earlier today, I told you my very favorite story I've ever seen ever in the celebrity trash, and it's about Sam Jackson. He is going to be the new voice on the Amazon Home, the lady who talks to you now at your house. Whose name I'm not going to say because I don't want to wake yours up, because then she'll start talking to you and she'll change the station or something. I don't want that. So Sam Jackson's voice, it might be today, actually. So I'm reading this whole thing out of the Verge.
You'd think if it's making the news the way it is.
Yeah. I wonder if someone at home maybe can
Can someone test this out? Yeah. Here's what you do. You say, wake the lady up with her name and say, introduce me to Sam Jackson or Samuel Jackson. Say his name. And then apparently there's a couple steps that just got handed to me, Uzi. But
yeah, good. Do the highlighted part.
Just ask and Sam will give blah, blah, blah. Say, introduce me to Samuel L. Jackson. And then you decide whether or not you want the explicit, or he uses the MF-er all the time, or the clean version. It's also saying that you can go on to the, and just select it in your, in the app that you, that a lot of people have that go along with that. So, but they revealed a bunch of new stuff. Some big changes, a more natural sounding voice, support for simultaneous bilingual requests, which means if you speak, say Spanish and English in your home, either language will wake her up and you can ask questions in both languages. And that's, they're rolling that out everywhere. Let me see if I can, they had all kinds of different languages that were about to be on there.
Let's see. I know someone who for a minute worked on, I think it was Siri. But she knows French and was working like a part-time gig with Apple doing some kind of Siri translations, and they have to roll that out in all the languages of the world, right?
Yeah, they're rolling it out in the U.S. with Spanish and English, in Canada, French and English, in India with Hindi and English. So as of next month, those are where they're starting, but I assume that that'll be international, you know, sure within a couple years they'll have that all set. So here's a couple of the other things. First of all, it is not going to be just pre-recorded phrases that Samuel L. Jackson has put on there. They're saying the version just it doesn't record on pre-recorded phrases. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they're saying that she can reproduce his voice, or that the device can reproduce his voice in whatever they need him to say. So I don't know if that means it's not actually his voice or if it's just tones from his voice. But anyway, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
And you can get this, apparently, if you get this before the end of the year, you can have it for 99 cents, a one-time fee. If you purchase it after, into 2020 and beyond, it's $4.99, but that's apparently a one-time fee.
415 says Sam's voice will be available later this year. 707, it's not available yet. 707 works. Alexa says later this year on the cloud.
Okay.
I asked Alexa to introduce me. She said he will be available soon and gave me a preview.
Oh, that's fun. Also coming is frustration detection to detect when you're getting mad. It tries to apologize. Sorry about that. Last year they added something called hunches, like where she would suggest things or do something based on what you've done in the past. But that's getting expanded. She can now try to tell you if she thinks something is wrong with, say, a smart bulb, or if you're hooked up to your heating system or whatever it is, like if a lock is low on batteries or a printer's low on ink, anything that's hooked up through the Amazon device, she'll be able to say, hey, I think that you're getting low on ink. Amazon will also start suggesting Alexa routines through hunches based on things you do repeatedly, like setting your alarm or asking for the weather every morning. They're saying that they have guard features as well. They announced Alexa... the device's communications for kids mode, which lets you, your little girl, can talk to her friend down the street. If both parents agree and sign up their kid's voice, she'll be able to say, hey, can you come out and play? And the kid, if they hear it, would be able to say, yeah, I'll be out in 2 seconds. It's going to be like a walkie-talkie thing between houses.
All right.
Which is sort of cool. Parents at both ends have to agree, at which points the kids can communicate. They're going to integrate school software, which means a parent would be able to say, how's my kid doing in math? And you would possibly be able to get the kid's grade, the current grade that they're getting. And listen, your teenagers aren't often giving you that.
Amazon is trying to get deeper into our lives, and they're already there.
Yeah.
I happen to know some people who don't go shopping anymore. They just ask their Amazon.
Well, you know me.
Right.
You too.
Me, his wife.
My wife. They just seems to, it just seems to be all of these mini orders. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need this.
I need cotton balls.
One click.
I need a new eyeliner.
It also has the device Guest Connect feature, which allows that if guests are in your home, they can hook up their app to it and use it just like it was theirs. Like, say, if you were renting an Airbnb, you could say, hey, home device, I'm going to hook up my stuff to you. And then you'd be able to play, you know, your music or look at your shopping list, that kind of thing. There's also going to be some commands for, like, troubleshooting weird device behavior. Like, starting today, they say, and this, you'll be able to say, tell me what you just heard. Why did you say that? Tell me what you just heard. Because you know how sometimes the thing wakes up and it seems like for no reason. And then later this year, you'll be able to ask, why did you do that? Like, what are you doing, lady? They're saying broader changes will make the device more emotive and expressive. Those are over the coming months and years. And there you go. That little home device, like Vinny said, it's going to just worm its way into every aspect of your life.
Jeff getting richer.
If you let it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I like it. And then streaming music, which is something I do on my device at home. More than 3/4 of U.S. internet users now stream music. You know what, Vinny? The other day ago, I was reading, I know about this thing called Patreon, which is basically a place where if you are an artist, like, and actually, I think the guy from Pomplamoose is the one who started this. So if you subscribe.
Pomplamoose
is a band. They're I know we've talked about them before, but I know why you don't remember.
Okay.
They're great. They do a lot of covers. They'll take a song and make a crazy cover and a crazy video for it.
Are they a boyfriend and girlfriend team?
They are.
Okay,
they might
even
be married.
All right. I remember it.
Although maybe they're just boyfriend, girlfriend. So anyways, I think this is the guy who started Patreon, which is basically a place where artists can get paid.
Jack Conti?
That's his name. Uh-huh. And Natalie is...
Natalie Dawn.
Okay. She's the girlfriend in the story, but she's killer bass player and an incredible singer.
All right.
So, and I actually went and saw them live at the Fillmore a couple of years ago, just, you know.
Pomplamoose.
Yes. Through a friend. Thank you. Pomplamoose. They're excellent. So, he started this thing called Patreon, and there now tons of people are on this, but you can go on there and you see somebody that they're basically asking for your support, and you subscribe. And you say, Pomplamoose, I'll give you $1 a week or $1 a month or whatever it is, and then I'll have access to all the stuff that you do on there. So basically, I was thinking of you as I was reading this article about it and how it's grown and how huge it is now. Because you are always talking about how you want to pay artists. That's why you buy music.
I value art.
Well, you can value it, you know, put your money where your mouth is. You join something like Patreon.
I do. I buy their records.
Yeah. Well, this guy puts out a video every single week. Every week he does this. He'll put out a break. They do a new song, at least one new song, and a video every week. And these videos are genius.
So are you on there?
I'm not, actually. But I.
How do you know about it?
Because I looked into it.
Oh.
But I just can't click go on it.
Mm. I had someone recommend that I take the Yuzies Reviewsies to Patreon.
Oh, really?
And that's how I heard about it a couple years ago. But I didn't do it.
Why?
But I was talking about, this guy is a professional at doing videos, but wanted so much money for me to hire him to produce everything. And I was just like, whoa, like that's, and the guy's, you know, he's in the business and he's actually a videographer for Channel 7 and does a bunch of side stuff.
Right.
But it was like, oh, there's, I can't afford that a month.
Well, he's not the guy behind Dramaste 2, is he?
No.
Oh, that's a different thing?
Yes.
Okay. That went away, huh? Is that gone?
I don't know. What's the guy's name?
I can't remember his name now.
Oh, shucks.
It was an odd name. Materno.
Whatever it is.
Yeah,
so,
whatever it was. So
you're friends with Susan. Have you asked her?
Oh, no. I haven't seen her in months.
Oh.
I saw her with some... Oh, I'm not.
Yeah, I think the last thing he said to me was they just wanted to focus on the people that actually went to the yoga place.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I don't care.
You guys are yoga adjacent at best.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter that I'm super interesting, though.
No. But you need to have your own reality show. It shouldn't be involved with yoga.
Yeah, right.
So anyway,
so
three
Patreon,
quarters.
Yeah,
so Patreon. I brought it up because it's a way, you know, if you feel that way, you can go and support people. But right now, no one's doing that. Everyone's streaming. They're saying 183 million Americans over the age of 13, or 77% of the U.S. internet using population, are now streaming. That is a 14% increase since the same time just last year. Of those users, they say 125 million are using paid music streaming subscription services, but only 68 million of those are actually personally paying. In other words, your kids are using the thing you're paying for, you've got a family plan, or you've stolen somebody's paid account.
I'll tell you something. As a person who buys records and has amassed a big music collection on iTunes, and I mean big, I have a lot of music that I've purchased there. Every time I go to my iTunes, it goes, would you like to join our
streaming service?
Every single time,
because that's
where they
make it all
their
money.
It tries to get me to sign, and every time, especially if I'm distracted, I find myself. I might even get two clicks into becoming a member before I go. God, no! I just want
to
open iTunes. Uh-huh. I'm not trying to be, but you can imagine. With the repeated asking and that people probably finally give in.
Didn't take me long. Signed right up for
it. I give in. Click. Fine.
And now
stop
every
asking.
Time I'm on iTunes, I can stream anything I want. So this also found that people using smart speakers like the one we were just talking about is going to hit 100 million this year. 40% of the internet population over the age of 13 has one of these devices, whether it's the Google one or the one we were just talking about, who's getting Sam Jackson's voice. Anyway, that is the trend. All right, let's talk about Survivor. Last night, it debuted Island of the Idols, and that is where Boston Rob, who won the game at least once and played several times, and Sandra, who didn't win every time she played but won two of the times, they are acting as mentors for these people. So,
how about those statues?
Oh, boy.
Gigantic.
How about those statues?
What about them?
They've built these giant sort of driftwood-looking statues, I guess. Like, it looks like shipwrecks that they nailed together. Mm-hmm. And they're even, like, painted and stuff.
They're the size of a building.
Yeah, they're even...
On the beach.
Like a three-story building. Huge. Oh. They're humongous. They're on the beach. And when they drop the first person off, she thinks she's going to one of these places where you're going to be isolated. And then she turns the corner and she sees these things, and then out come Boston Rob and Sandra.
Well, I have to believe that she's been directed. You've got to walk this way, keep walking, go that way, keep walking.
Because wouldn't you just sit down on the beach?
Right. And I have to believe she knew something was up.
Mm-hmm.
When she gets there, of course, she sees these giant statues, and then out walks Boston, and he's just so him. I love that guy. I love people from Boston. He's so...
Here's the way it's going to go.
Yeah. There he is in a tank top with his, he's got his newfound gut. I swear that guy must have kids now.
He was always hinting at that gut. Oh, I think they do. He and Amber have been married for a long time now. I assume they have children.
Sandra looks
she's
enjoying her money as well.
Yes.
They both look very
they look
comfortable.
Happy. They do
happy
look comfortable.
But they also know that damn game.
They sure do. So it starts with.
Yeah, three kids.
Oh, he
funny.
Does?
That's one, cute. Two, three girls.
Well, he's wearing them right above his belt line.
Yeah.
Isabella, Karina, and Lucia.
Cute. I heard that he and his wife live in Florida or something, right?
I have no idea.
Well, anyway, so this one person, I think her name is Catherine or Kathleen, maybe?
I don't remember.
Anyway, she's a former Olympic swimmer. So she turns the corner, she sees these giant idols. weird. And then she meets Rob and Sandra. And they go in, and he sort of explains to her that they're there to mentor her. And he says, you know, I'm gonna teach you to make fire. So he teaches her, and then she goes off with Sandra, and she practices on her own. And then he says, all right, now I'm going to challenge you to a game. You can go against me and try and build a fire, and you potentially can win this idol that's good for the next two. It's an immunity idol, and it's good for the next two tribal councils. Or if you lose, you'll lose a vote. Or you can say, I don't want to play. And I don't know what possessed her.
I think that I don't disagree with what she tried to do.
Really?
I don't think that he goes, well, she didn't ask me. There was a possibility, you know, we could have negotiated.
Well, I would have said, can I get a head start?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I would have at least said that.
I mean, I get it. Yeah. I mean, maybe she could have been more playful. But I think that when you're tempted with an idol.
Right.
And you're thinking it as a black and white scenario. I win an idol for two things or I lose a vote tonight. You go, I got to go idol.
Right.
I got to try.
Well, I'm here to play.
Right.
You know,
I got to try. I could see why she tried. I mean, I see it, you know, after she loses.
Right.
And he goes, why would you think you're going to beat me at this?
I've made hundreds of fires.
Yikes. Right.
And she's like, you know, I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, I would have done the same thing, I think.
Okay. So when she gets back to camp, now she has a choice to make.
Yeah. I didn't get what she heard that play at all.
I feel like that is going to wind up biting her.
No.
I don't, because basically she can tell them what's going on or she can keep it a secret. And she made up what seemed to me, because I knew she was lying, I guess. It seemed like such an obvious lie. And she just, because she decided not to tell them that Rob, and I mean, everyone's going to find out eventually, and you're going to be the person that lied to your tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then she's like, well, everybody has to lie in this game. I'm like, yeah, but that's a hard one to come back from. Mm. Like, that's not just, yeah, I got your back in this next vote and the person's gone. That's, I made up a whole story about what actually happened when I went to the Island of the Idols. So I don't know if that's, I'm interested to see if that comes back to bite her.
I think that hopefully she walks that back now that the first vote is done.
Right.
Like, goes back to the people and says, look.
Here's what really happened.
Here's the deal.
Right. Well, they didn't show, she lost her vote because she lost, but they didn't show her no vote written down on her card. So the other thing I wanted to mention is the person who, spoiler alert, ultimately was voted out. He's this like professional poker player guy.
They already voted someone out?
Yeah, they vote someone out every time.
Oh, I didn't realize it.
Yes,
fast?
It happens fast. So it's a horrible thing to be the first person out. It's, you're embarrassed, you're bummed, you had all these plans for the game. And this guy's name is Ronnie. So Ronnie's sitting there, and by the way, Rob and Sandra are up in like a little lookout watching the whole thing, which was sort of funny. It's a cool aspect to the game. So Ronnie basically starts talking to him, because the one girl tells kind of her sad story in an effort not to be voted out. And then he's like, yeah, well, we all got stories here. You know, we got, like, I did this. And then he starts telling every single thing he's ever done in his life.
I didn't hear that. And I have to go back. I watched it fast forwarding this morning through most of the show. So, especially at the end, because I was running out of time and went, oh, no. So I just had to get to who got thrown out. I know that he was
being
shady,
talked about.
He's shady looking.
Yes.
As a poker player, and he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room.
He does. So he definitely wears that.
I get that, but I don't know how they landed on him.
Well, however they landed on him, in that speech that I was just talking about, where he just sat there and you're like, oh my God, is he really going to give us his entire resume right now? He also revealed that he's from Brockton, Massachusetts, which is right next door to where I grew up. Like, we had a practice studio in Brockton. Oh. Brockton's kind of
I didn't
pit.
Hear any of that.
And that he worked at Bickford's.
What's that?
It's this breakfast place, the midnight breakfast place, after you've been partying all day. Hey, you guys want to go to Bickford's? All right, let's go. I was like, oh my God. Now I was actually bummed that he was getting voted out. But there's a couple really likable people on there. I got to say that I had the heavy chick from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Her name is Elaine, I think.
This is the girl that was featured through most of the episode.
Right. And she had a Boston cap on, mm-hmm. too, by the way.
Elaine Scott.
She is very charming. She's very funny.
Worker.
Yeah, she's keeping them all in stitches. And but man, she pulled out the tears and she got paranoid real quick.
Well, she's going to have to dial it back.
She is.
Young lady.
How about, so if she can.
You don't win this game today. You win this game on day 39.
Right.
Did they show the Palo Alto guy, Vince?
I didn't see
him. They did show him.
Oh, that was
yes.
Vince is the Palo Alto guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy, so, he's already being talked about, too.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
He's a nice guy, though. I think Boston Rob and Amber and Sandra were saying that they liked him, too, just watching what he had to say from their little secreted
lookout
post.
I'm going to rewatch it today because I definitely missed a lot.
Yeah,
I rushed to fast forward through it.
Good on them. I'm psyched. I'm excited for the new season.
Before we jump out, so you didn't really watch Big Brother's finale.
Not really.
Okay, so I didn't either, but the missus did, and she said... You know, let me see if I can find it.
In a text this morning?
Yeah, she said that they addressed the bullying to Nicole and the crummy comments four of them said to Kemi, had them react, including Mickey. Then they threw the hammer down on him saying, people say you were racist for putting these people up on the block.
Racist, ageist.
He looked shocked. And as he's sitting there, shocked that they've just, you know, sort of called him out on his behavior, then they said, you're the winner.
Right. Yeah. They pulled the keys, and apparently. I did not stick around to see who won the game.
The last line where they cut is Mickey saying to his parents, I'm not racist.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which his parents raised him, so they're not going to see that he's racist.
Right.
But I'm sure...
No, honey, you're just like
right.
us. We're not racist
either. But I'm sitting there thinking, okay, well, that's CBS covering their ass, right? It's a terrible optic to be handing him the money, so they have to say, here's what we think of you. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your money.
Here's your money, because your castmates voted for you to win.
But it's a reality TV show, so they're doing that's the business they're in.
Mm-hmm. Reality is not always pretty.
It's a bad optic when you are doing a show where you hand money to a person who wins and sometimes lies, cheats, and is awful.
Well, you know what's funny about it is I have wondered to myself what they're hearing because I'm not, you know, listen, I just talk on my radio show about what a douche I think that guy was. But you know, there are people who write letters and
yes, they do.
Pitch a hissy fit. And I'll bet you CBS has been hearing about it. I really am interested to see what, if anything, happens to Mickey. I wonder if he'll stay in the news or we'll hear, you know, people are picketing him, you know, marching outside his house. Like, I don't know. But he did not show well, in my humble opinion. Maybe where he lives, that's a typical dude. I don't know. But that was a manipulative,
person. The only way they can keep using him is if it's some kind of rehab venture where he comes to them and says, look, I need to show a better side of my... And then that's a good optic.
I need to
optic.
Show that I've learned.
That's a good optic for both of them again to show that. But otherwise, he goes away into the...
Hardcore goes away.
Bye.
Never see you again. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
I don't know.
All right.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Dead & Company have added two shows from their Fun Run 2019 tour at the Chase Center. So we have a December 30th and a December 31st, which is a New Year's Eve show at the Chase Center.
Oh my God, my boy Zev is going to lose his freaking mind.
Well, here, you can take
he
a photo of this.
He loves the Dead so much.
Well, he should keep it here on Alice because we're going to have tickets to the show.
To the 31st.
Yes. To that New Year's show. Yeah. It's very exciting.
So you hear that, Zevi? Mm-hmm. The Dead & Company.
Dead & Company. So I guess it's the Fun Run 2019 tour. That's what it's called.
Good for them.
Actually kicks off on Halloween. And they're going to be at the Chase Center December 30 and 31st. So listen to Alice and you can get tickets.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years, and the September sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. NFL.com. Here is what's happening. The NFL's on tonight. Philly at Green Bay, 5:20. We'll see.
I wonder if everybody sings .com with us in their cars.
Yeah, they do.
I hope so.
It'd be nice to know that that's the case.
Yeah, and they're not just like, oh my God, one of these people going to stop doing that? Because we never are.
So annoying.
So, yeah. We're going to keep on keeping on.
We're never.
Okay. No, we never do. Do we ever stop doing anything, Vinny?
No, I guess not. So where to begin? Let me, you know, one of the things I wanted to mention, because we've been hearing more and more about people taking to their cars, taking to the road. I have a friend who moved into his RV.
Oh, right.
Mountain View has banned oversized vehicles and plans to...
Banned them?
Well, yes, there are people living in their cars on streets in...
As in you can't park an oversized vehicle on a street.
Right, exactly right. Huh. The city council had to apparently take this up because there are people, homeowners, who are reporting that I've got people living in my neighborhood, but not living in my neighborhood as a homeowner. They're living in my neighborhood as someone who's parked their car and they're living there. This is the same thing Michael Franti just went to the San Francisco City Council for. So it's going to be an ongoing issue, not just here in the Bay Area where our environment is, it's unaffordable.
Yes.
It's an unaffordable environment.
To put it mildly.
Right.
I was reading a thing about RVs, and they are saying that the sales have never been higher.
Wow.
There's plenty of people who are saying, we've got this much money, and we can do it this way. And they're seeing that as a viable option.
Yes.
And I don't disagree, but what I do think is we're in a transition phase where places like the Bay Area have to provide affordable spots for those to be parked.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people have to use them.
Right.
Because that's the other issue. One of the things that I've thought forever, or at least for a while before I realized no one would go, is if you were to find land out somewhere where you could say, look, you can put your tents up here.
Right.
The problem is they don't want to be out anywhere. They want to be in the city where they have access to all the stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you can't put them...
Yeah, I don't want to live in a tent city. I want to live in the city.
Right. And they're fine with the tent, but they don't want it to be there.
Right.
Here.
Well, they don't want
among
to,
all the
you know,
people.
Who wants to be... That would be like being in a leper colony.
Well, so that's the point, is that you have to find a... Happy medium.
Right.
You can't have people just parking in front of your house and deciding this is where I'll live.
Right.
So Mountain View's just banned oversized vehicles, and they're going to have the police actually.
How's that going over?
It just happened. It just happened. I think yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
The average American has traveled to 4 other countries.
Oh.
But 30% have been to 0 other countries.
30%. That seems like a ton.
I've only been to Mexico and Nicaragua.
I've only been to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You never been up to Canada?
No.
Huh.
No, I haven't.
I'm surprised.
And I'd like to.
Yeah, it sucks. Well, you'll go places. You got kids.
Eventually.
Yeah. Your wife's been 100 countries. She covers the whole family.
Yeah, she's been everywhere. And she's been everywhere in the name of work.
Right. In the name of work.
So... You know, she's enjoyed hospitality of many other countries, not just as a visitor, but as someone who was being shown.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, she's been to karaoke places in Japan where they stayed for hours and had concerts.
Yeah. It's awesome.
So weird to hear her tell the story. Like, yeah, we had a room and we did concerts.
Right. She must have loved that.
She loves it. Sure.
Man, I'll never forget her standing there in her wedding gown, belting out that Sha-la-la-lo song. It was freaking awesome. She balled up her fist, squeezed her eyes, she pulled a Uzi. And me and Bob were sitting there like, this is amazing! It's amazing!
Damn!
And then you were all, is this drunk guy going to fall on me or what?
I remember looking up at you and going, he's going to fall on me, isn't he? And you're like, what? You're fine.
Yeah. Anyway, so with most Americans or the average American having traveled to 4 other countries, we still have 30% who've been to none. Young people are prioritizing that.
Yeah.
Or at least the ones we're seeing. The interns we know, they've been everywhere.
Yeah. Well, listen, they need to get some likes on Instagram. So.
There's some of the interns who come through here, I follow them on Instagram or whatever to keep up with them. Uh-huh. And I'm just, I'm like, oh my God, you're just not ever coming back to America.
Yeah.
They buy their one-way ticket.
Yep. No, we've known a few who've bought a one-way ticket. And I haven't heard from them, so who knows where they are.
I can't think of her name. I'm embarrassed that I can't think of her name. No, Chase is one of them. There's another one, cute freckle-faced. I can't even think of her name, but she is doing a TV show in Czechoslovakia.
Oh.
Huh.
Like, what?
Who is that?
That's fantastic.
I can't. I don't have time to look it up right now, but I will look it up.
We
and
had
I'll
a couple
you.
Of our guys who went to Australia or New Zealand to go play water polo.
Oh yeah, that's right. We had another intern who moved to Dubai right after we had him as an intern.
Who's that?
We had an intern who went to Dubai.
Oh yes,
like he lives there now.
Yeah,
it's Casey. Do you remember Casey?
Oh, Casey, I do. I do remember her.
Casey from here in the city.
Oh, good for her.
Man, she was like, the pictures were all from, where are you?
Yeah.
Huh. So I actually wrote her. I'm like, where are you? I don't understand. She's doing a TV show in another country.
Good for her.
I actually talked to two of our interns yesterday, Vanessa Garcia.
Oh.
And she's doing some radio stuff in LA at one of our intercom stations down there.
Love Vanessa.
Right.
And she's actually picking up and going to Miami next.
Why?
To do radio over there.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. That's where I want to go.
Do you guys remember, it just keeps haunting my head, is that she's, I think we asked her, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she said, I want to be the Latina Ryan Seacrest. We're like, yeah, good for you.
Dream
big, girl.
I remember that. Good for her.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that girl.
Uh-huh.
If you've ever watched the movie WALL-E,
yes,
you see that we are turning into the seated people.
Yeah, literal couch potatoes.
Right.
We are potato-shaped, and we can't get off the couch.
In some places, you might see there are people fighting that. Right here in our offices, Michelle, our promotions lady, she stands all day.
It's a stand-up desk. She doesn't have a chair.
She has no chair and stands.
It's a commitment. A lot of people are doing it in workplaces now.
Mm. Four things that happen to your body when you sit all day.
Okay, tell me.
Weaker bones.
Mm.
Moving around prompts your body to replace old bone tissue. If you don't move around enough, it doesn't happen.
Is the ever-widening buttocks?
Depression and anxiety.
Oh, really?
It can snowball because the more you sit, the less you feel like moving, which makes you more depressed.
Oh, it's like
plus,
inertia.
Things we do while sitting also leads to depression, like overeating and watching too much TV.
Mm.
Back and neck pain.
Mm.
After 4 hours of sitting, the discs in your spine start to compress, which can lead to neck and back issues.
Plus, the way we hold our heads, too. I find sometimes I'll be sitting, I kind of lean on my arms, my head's like this, looking at my computer screen, and then when I go to stand up, I can't put my head forward. I have to, like, click it forward. That can't be good.
These are bad things that happen to your body when you sit all day. Back and neck pain, depression and anxiety, weaker bones, and lastly, it's blood clots. Your blood moves slower through your legs when you sit all day.
Mm.
Michelle is doing it right. Go, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle.
Hi. Hi, and team.
Bye.
That's Michelle, by the way.
Yeah, well, I think we...
In case you didn't figure that out.
I meant to mention this yesterday, beer ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Goldie's Ice Cream Shop in Prairie City, Iowa just created Busch Light flavored soft serve ice cream. As you know, Busch Light made the news because there was a young man there asking for beer money.
Mm-hmm.
Contribute to my beer fund.
That's gone wrong.
It has gone wrong. I told you the story earlier today that some reporter decided to look that guy up. They did a deep dive into his online history and found some racist jokes.
On Twitter. Twitter's where it happens, people.
So that guy has been canceled. I don't know if they're going to keep the Busch Light ice cream going or not, but Goldie's Ice Cream Shop.
In Iowa?
This is in Iowa.
Okay.
This is just, well... I told you, this press was so positive for them there.
Yeah.
The guy raised $1 million for the local children's hospital.
That money's still going there, right?
Yeah.
But Bush is saying, we're making our donation separate.
Yeah. We'd heard some things that maybe there's some hope for him that people have some forgiveness, but I don't see that.
Hmm.
I don't see that story. I see that he's in trouble. He's apologized.
Right. It's interesting. Uzi had said they were jokes that he was repeating from Tosh.0, which Tosh.0 does. That guy, I'm like, oh my God, how does he get away with that? That's crazy.
Really?
Like, oh,
I've never watched his show.
Sometimes it's hilarious.
Yeah, it can be very funny.
Other times it's unwatchable in that I don't want to watch people barfing.
Oh.
Or I don't want to see someone get hit on the back of the head and then barf. Like, it's basically, he takes videos that people have put online. He has a team that scours the internet for him every week, and they find the most horrible things that have happened to people that have been posted online.
Oh, I usually like stuff like that.
Yeah, there are moments on that show when it is incredibly funny, and other times where it's like, whoa, that seemed off color.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But he does it in such a tongue-in-cheek way that it's, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying it's defensible necessarily, although there he is still on TV. So I guess
is he still on?
Oh yeah,
yeah, he's still on.
Tosh.0.
Oh.
It's been on for years now.
Yeah.
It's a Comedy Central show.
Right.
Okay.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
Don't do it.
Jack Conti is a graduate of Branson School in Marin.
Oh, is that so?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. I don't even know about the.
You're
Branson
the mayor
School.
Of Marin.
I'm not the mayor of Marin.
Do you know Jack Conti?
I do know him.
Well, then see.
But I'm not the mayor of Marin. I don't think counties have mayors.
Jack Conti.
Yeah. Dude, he's genius. He's genius just from Pomplamoose. Like, that band is so amazing. But this whole Patreon thing that he's done is just, it's...
But you've seen the band live.
I have.
And you know Jack
Well, I don't... He would Conti. Not be able to put me out of a lineup. We played poker together one time. That's only exposure that
oh,
I have
wow.
to him.
Yeah.
And you've had a beer with Jack Conti.
Several. Him and his wife or girlfriend, whatever she is, uh-huh. they came over... and just played poker at my house. We have a friend in common. That's all.
Oh.
Once again, the mayor of Marin strikes again.
Yeah, that's me. Striking
Those,
again.
Well, I mean, you know everybody.
Well, I don't... I'm telling you, he's an acquaintance at best. Like, he doesn't say that about Sammy Hagar,
but you played his birthday party.
Well, his wife asked me to. I'm
right.
definitely friends with his wife.
Uh-huh.
You know, these are people who could maybe pick me out of a lineup. Maybe. Thanks, Corey. Corey just gave me a very sympathetic look.
Oh, the movie review yeah. boys are here.
Yeah. Yeah. Is Human here yet? Right. Yeah, that's Human, right?
I'll do a few texts and then movies reviews after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.